I'm Rona Tarrant. Former First Lady Laura Bush has criticised the Trump administration's policy towards immigrants suspected of crossing the border illegally from Mexico, resulting in migrant children being separated from their parents. In an opinion piece in the Washington Post, Laura Bush said the practice was cruel and immoral. Her comments came after First Lady Melania Trump made a political plea to end the policy. On Sunday, activists held a march and vigil at the border in Texas, while U.S. bishops have continued to condemn the separations. Pope Francis has appealed to the international community to help bring those involved in the conflict in Yemen to the negotiating table. Speaking yesterday, the Pope said it was imperative that the humanitarian situation doesn't worsen. Ahead of World Refugee Day on Wednesday, the Pope also appealed to world leaders to adopt a policy on refugees that will promote a migration that is safe, ordered, and legal. Greece and Macedonia have set aside decades of dispute as they agreed on a new name for the Balkan state, potentially paving the way for the country's admission to the EU and NATO. The foreign ministers of Greece and Macedonia signed an accord to rename the former Yugoslav Republic the Republic of North Macedonia, despite protests over a deal seen as a national sellout by some on both sides. The agreement still requires the approval of both parliaments and a referendum in Macedonia. A stolen copy of a letter by Christopher Columbus has been returned to the Vatican by the US ambassador to the Holy See. The four-page document, estimated to be worth $1.2 million, was replaced with a forgery, and the original ended up in the possession of a collector in Georgia. The Vatican has said it will keep both the real letter and the forgery in its collection. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.